Giolito, the pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup on the outside corner, and he gets Martin and strands Allen at second base.
One ball, two strikes, two down. Seventh inning, and the 1-2. Strike three, Cole got him looking. Nine strikeouts. He's going to the dugout.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American League Pitcher of the Month for May. Nobody better in baseball right now. Why not keep it going? It's Lucas Giolito. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
What happened to you? You turned it on like that switch went on. Like that switch went on and suddenly you're unhittable.
I don't know. I'm just feeling pretty good right now.
So there was no moment where you went, oh, yeah, that's it. It just is starting to happen.
Yeah, I started to feel that a bit in the off season actually, when I was getting into my flat grounds and bullpens, throwing the ball just felt right. Felt like I was making the right adjustments, and then carried that into the season.
So, pitching coach Don Cooper, have you gotten better since you listened to him more or less?
Definitely more. But the thing with Coop is that it's less about like listening to. It's an ongoing conversation. He's very frank, very honest. We're able to discuss things at a good level always, and so working with him is always a pleasure.
Just some of the numbers, Steve, on Lucas. Tied for third in the American League in ERA, second in WHIP, first in complete games. And I've heard you talk about this, that game against Toronto when the rain was coming down in the fifth inning, that has had a residual effect for you because you knew you needed to get three quick outs that inning. You got it. Ended up being an official game, and you won a rain-shortened game. How has that affected you since that start?
Yeah, that's kind of where I found the rhythm that I want to be pitching at. Really quick tempo, get the ball, get back on the mound, fire the next one. It was actually McCann who, after that inning, was like, hey, like, that tempo was great. You know, we should try and do that more often. And so you just went from there. And that's pretty much the tempo that I strive for when I go out there.
You a golfer?
Yeah, on occasion.
The key to playing golf well is repetitive motion. To find a swing that works and to be able to repeat it again and again and again.
Exactly.
The key to being a great pitcher is to find that groove, find that release point, and be able to repeat it again and again and again. How much?
Exactly,
you're a smart guy. How much do you have to stay out of your own head to make that work?
Completely. For me, if I find a good rhythm early on, then I try and ride that out, and you just want to turn the brain off at that point, and you just execute pitch after pitch.
It's one of the worst things you can do is listen to the voices in your head. Unless one of the voices is Illinois Golf Hall of Famer Emil Esposito.
Yeah, then you want to listen
in your
to
head,
him, yes.
It's fine. It's inside, Lucas. You wouldn't know. Super Joe is here. Now, Super Joe, Lucas Giolito, is probably the number one White Sox fan in the building. And on Sunday, he had the honor of bringing out the lineup card. And I don't think you guys win without him. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. He's...
You've heard nothing.
Are we talking about...
Not your Super Joe. We're talking about our Super Joe.
Okay, then I'm not totally positive. I was a little confused at first because I thought you were talking about
Super Joe Romano, not McHugh.
Okay.
He brought out the lineup card. Nobody got a paper cut, and you guys won. Super Joe, you got a question?
I sure do. Lucas, so much credit has been given to catcher James McCann and what he's done for the pitching staff. What is James like outside of the game atmosphere? I saw him in the dugout doing a crazy dance. Like, is he all fun and games, or is he more serious?
It depends on the situation, but yeah, he's just as much fun and games as you guys see on the field. You know, I call him our field general, like the serious side. He's on top of everybody. He's holding guys accountable, but at the same time, he's a goofball just like the rest of us. He's not afraid to dance and mess around on the bus and things like that. So he keeps it loose.
What's the most annoying drill you have to go through with? Because when I see you guys doing the towel drill, I got to think, oh, the pitcher hates this. He's just doing this to get the coach off his back.
Well, for me, I the towel drills, like anything monotonous like that,
right.
It can be boring. But for me, I kind of found a nice combination of drills and exercises that work for me, and I can keep it pretty brief, especially with how long the season is. You don't want to be overworking, just like you don't want to be underworking.
Are you superstitious?
Not really.
I wouldn't change a thing you're doing right now, including your clothes.
Yeah, there's a few things I like to keep the same, and mostly it's routine, like lifting schedule, running schedule, all my drills and everything, all that stuff. I like to keep that on a nice 5-day routine.
You mentioned James. Yeah, I think the term used was goofball, but there does seem to be a real high fun quotient on this team that's visible to those of us who aren't in the dugout that maybe we didn't see last year. Is that a fair statement that there's just a more fun vibe with this team this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that I can speak for myself and maybe a few others on the team. When you're not performing well, it's harder to have fun because you feel like you're not living up to the standard you're setting for yourself and your teammates are setting for you, etc. So it's harder to have fun when you're putting that pressure on yourself to perform better. What I kind of realize with my own career is if I just relax and have fun, then I'm going to perform better. So why not just take that first step and you know, it's a game, have fun with it and go from there.
That's a great attitude. And also I personally appreciate the fact about how good you are with the media. And I didn't realize why until I heard that you come from a family of actors. Like everybody in your family is an actor other than you, right? Actor, writer, business.
Yeah, in the business. And now, yeah, my little brother's even going down that route. He's in acting school right now.
So here's the rundown of just a few here. Your dad did As the World Turns, Hunter, Who's the Boss, Jake and the Fat Man, Twin Peaks. Your mom's done just about everything. Hill Street Blues, the way through Boston Legal and Without a Trace. Your brother Mark, co-creator of Twin Peaks. He's got the Twin Peaks money. And your brother Scott, a writer, worked on Ed Show and Flipper and Andromeda. And your grandfather, you probably get the most recognition from your grandfather. Who did he play on Seinfeld?
Henry Ross. So that was
Susan's dad.
Yeah, or like something like that.
Yeah, Susan, the woman that was going to marry George, right? She got the bad envelopes?
Yes, George. Yeah. George's fiance's dad.
So you just had no interest in this kind of show. You're in show business, but you had no interest in that show business.
Yeah, I didn't really get the acting bug. For me, like being on stage and trying to remember lines in front of people is like terrifying and not fun. Mm-hmm. But playing baseball in front of thousands of people is really fun. So I don't know. I just didn't get it on that side.
What's it like at Thanksgiving for you? Everybody's sitting around talking about auditions and parts. You going, hey, you guys see my fastballs moving nicely?
Yeah, they still get pretty excited about the sports stuff. You know how it is, like people in sports, like they want to be actors and musicians, and the actors and musicians want to be athletes. So, you know, it goes both ways.
I'll let you go on this. Lucas Giolito, AL Pitcher of the Month for May, and just crushing it with the White Sox. You want to be on the All-Star team?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't see how he misses at this point. If he's not on the All-Star team, the fix is in, and we will expose them.
There's still time. I gotta stay on top of my game for sure.
What's he got? Three starts now? Three starts, four starts left probably now in the All-Star game?
Second week of July?
Yeah, maybe five. Yeah. Listen, man, just keep it going. Keep it going and keep having fun. We love watching you. And, you know, like you said, it's just a game. Treat it like that and it's probably going to go great.
Yeah, exactly. Just have fun with it.
All right, thanks for being on, Lucas.
Thanks, Lucas.
Appreciate it, guys. No problem.